So just in God's wonderful timing and this, you know, coincidence that we planned this day of reflection, this retreat day for our students preparing for First Communion, we didn't look at the Gospels, the readings, but it's a perfect fit. For the last week, we've been hearing from John chapter 6, which is that great bread of life discourse, where Jesus thoroughly reveals to us the reality of the Holy Eucharist, that his flesh is the body, the bread is the body, the wine is his blood, that he gives us himself through the Holy Eucharist. He repeats it and gets more and more stronger with the words he says. And today he asks that question, does this shock you? And it should shock us. We should never be so used to the fact that we get to receive Jesus, that the host is the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus, that when we receive the Holy Eucharist, we're receiving life. It should kind of jar us a little bit and demand from us an act of faith every time. And this is why it's so good for our children to hear that this morning. That this isn't just some kind of routine or some kind of ritual that we go through, but it's an encounter with the risen Lord. And it's such a shocking reality that many of the followers of Jesus left because they just could not believe that he would be able, that he would be willing, that he would give his flesh, and that we would be able to eat his flesh and drink his blood. It really is a mind-opening, a mind-blowing reality. And what Peter says, we have come to believe and we know that you have the words of everlasting life. We have come to believe. It's an act of faith. It's not just some logical conclusion that we come to, but through the Holy Spirit, we're able to understand the reality of what's made present before us every day. You know, earlier in John chapter 6, there was a comparison between the manna in the desert, the Old Testament, the bread that Moses gave to the people in the desert who were complaining because they were hungry, and God, through the intercession of Moses, provided bread. That word manna sometimes, or maybe perhaps it's properly translated as, what is that? Or, this stuff. It's like an object. But what did Jesus, I mean, what did Peter tell Jesus? When Peter said, or Jesus said to Peter, do you also want to leave? Because so many people were walking away. Do you also want to leave? Jesus asked Peter. And Peter said what? To whom shall we go? He didn't say, well, what else is there for us to do? Or what else are we going to believe? To whom? Our belief in the Holy Eucharist is our belief in Jesus. Into the person of Christ. That through the Holy Eucharist we are brought to him. Not simply to faith in a creed that's written on a piece of paper somewhere. But the Eucharist brings us to a person, because the Eucharist is a person. So when the priest or the minister holds up the host and says the body of Christ, this is a who. It's not a what is that, it's who is that. And it's not what we receive, it's who we receive. And it takes an amazing act and gift of faith on our part. And for our parents to constantly instruct our children in this, and that this is the center of everything. The responsorial psalm, again, what a great coincidence. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? What's the response? I shall lift the chalice of salvation. I will make a sacrifice of thanksgiving. When Jesus gave us the Eucharist, it was in the midst of a sacrifice of thanksgiving. In the Old Testament, there were a variety of different sacrifices. The Todah, T-O-D-A-H, was one of the thanksgiving sacrifices. And this is what we do every time we come to Mass. So when our daily reflection about the blessings we've received How can I pay back the Lord for all his goodness to me? The Holy Eucharist. I come to Mass, and I enter into, once again, the reality of this beautiful gift, that Jesus is truly present, that he is here, and that this is life. And he tells us, without my body, without my blood, you have no life. We can live a merely physical life without the Eucharist, but our soul dies. We are body and spirit put together as one. Animals and plants, all they need is nutrients. We need the Holy Eucharist. We're dead without it. And this is why Peter can say, to whom else shall we go? There's no other option. Whether I fully believe everything you're saying, whether I'm scared, whether I'm confused, I have no option but to be with you, Lord. I have come to believe, and I know that you have the words of everlasting life. And so we ask for this grace, for a deepening faith in the Holy Eucharist. And for our children who are preparing to receive for the first time, we pray for them. We pray for you that you will have a deep faith, an undying faith, an unwavering faith means that it won't change and that your doubts will never take you away, but you will come closer to the Lord with every question that you have. With the same response as Peter, to whom shall we go? There is nothing else. You are eternal life. Let's pray for that grace, and let's pray for them and for all of us for that deep faith in the Holy Eucharist. How shall we repay the Lord for the goodness, for all the blessings, all the joys in our life? By coming to Mass and worthily celebrating the Holy Eucharist. Amen.